Our small, intimate group today, and I felt so far away up there, so I just needed to be closer to you as I shared this morning. So I'm going to be sharing the scripture and the sermon from down here today. Mike, you want to join us?
Yes.
I don't want to have my back to you. Thank you. Our scripture reading is from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verses 11 through 20, and I invite you to truly listen for the word of God to you today. Hear these words. Surely this commandment that I am commanding you today is not too hard for you, nor is it too far away. It is not in heaven that you should say, who will go up to heaven for us and get it for us so that we may hear it and observe it? Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will cross to the other side of the sea for us and get it for us so that we may hear it and observe it? No, the word is very near to you. It is in your mouth and in your heart for you to observe. See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and adversity. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I am commanding you today, by loving the Lord your God, walking in his ways, and observing his commandments, decrees, and ordinances, then you shall live and become numerous. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away and you do not hear, but are led astray to bow down to other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall perish. You will not live long in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life so that you and your descendants may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and holding fast to him. For that means life to you and length of days, so that you may live in the land that the Lord swore to give to your ancestors, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. May God bless this reading of his holy word to us today. Amen. Be seated. Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of all of our hearts, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. It was just over a week ago that I received a text from Nancy, our son's Trevor's fiance. Nancy wrote, "There was this horrible accident outside of our building, but I am okay. I just wanted to let you know that I was fine before you heard about it all over the news." Well, soon I did hear about it all over the news, and of course I was so relieved that she was okay, but so incredibly saddened to learn about what happened. You know, the guy who drove up on the sidewalk near Times Square, just hitting a multitude of pedestrians, injuring them, killing 18-year-old Alyssa Elsman, just simply being there in the city, visiting from Michigan. And then our hearts are also saddened, of course, by what happened last Monday night. Folks just enjoying an evening, parents with children and young people, Manchester Arena, horrible bombing, bomber raining terror on so many. There were so many that were killed, so many that were frightened beyond belief. We can't fathom it all. Such sadness, such heaviness weighs in our hearts. We remember that life can turn on a dime, right? Life can be so quickly snuffed out. Life is just so incredibly fragile. We certainly are no strangers to the emotional impact such unspeakable tragedies have on us, how they hit us deep within our very souls, how they alter the personal landscape that we live with day in and day out. We've all felt the pain of others' sorrow, and we do so, as I said, with such heaviness of heart, such weight. This morning, though, I don't want to dwell on the sadness that we've had these past few days, or the sadness of unspeakable tragedy that we just seem to become acquainted with day in and day out. I want to be your reminder, okay, that we betray ourselves, we betray our God, when we fail to see how precious daily life is, know how precious every moment of every day is. Because life itself is so, so fragile. If we think of life as, well, nothing special, just another day, just another moment kind of thing, shame on us, right? Shame on us. So this morning I invite you to remember that simply being alive, you know, simply being aware of our opportunity to feel the incredible potency of what it is to even get up in the morning, to even take our first breath that we take, that we're aware of in the morning as we wake up to greet a new day, I want to be your reminder that that is nothing to ever take for granted. And let's not wait, you know, till these horrible tragedies happen to be cognizant of all that we have, just being alive and the gift of life itself that comes from our living God. So timeless are the words in the passage that we have in Deuteronomy, right? Here we have indication of Moses' last speech to the people before they cross into the promised land. They are saying goodbye to the past. They're saying goodbye to 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. And they have a choice. They have a choice whether to look behind them or to look ahead of them and to the challenges of the future. And we hear God saying to them in the context of this passage, choose life. I have set before you life and death, blessing and curses. Choose life so that you and your descendants may live. They are on this threshold, you know? It's a time to decide what kind of people they are going to be. Will they be the kind of people that, you know, are always looking in the rearview mirror, or will they look forward and actually choose life and opportunity and not take what they have been given for granted? You know, choosing life isn't a decision that we make when we just face a fork in the road. I mean, we face those forks in the road, I think often, and I'm sure you do too, of Robert Frost's poem, Two Roads Diverge in a Yellow Wood. I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. There are those pivotal times in which we say, okay, I'm going to go there and not over there. And that's also a way of choosing life. But we have those pivotal times every single moment, every single day. Significant times, turning point moments, where we can say, I choose life. I value the miracle of life itself. I will not succumb to despair and hopelessness, because to do so would actually just push away all that is beautiful, all that is of God, all that is true, and all that is sustaining. I'd like for you to imagine, okay, that you were given the most beautiful, the most wonderful, the most exquisite piece of artwork known to humankind. And you look at this gift, and you admire this gift, and you think about the artist behind this gift, and then you just put it away into a dark closet. You know it's there. You remember it's there. You pull it out once in a while to admire it, to give maybe a word of thanks for the person that created such an exquisite, such a beautiful gift of art, the best known to humankind. And then you put it back, though, in the closet and go about your day, and you just kind of remember it in your head. You think about it once in a while. Is that what we are called to do with this exquisite gift of life that we are given? Life is a precious gift, just like that, but even more precious, more valuable. I think we can get so blind to the unbelievably amazing nature of this gift and the way that it just shines through with brilliance in each and every one of us, and shines through with brilliance all around us wherever we look. Who is the artist? God, of course, right? It is this unparalleled gift of life that enables us to experience love, to love and be loved. It is this unparalleled gift of life that enables us to even embody God's goodness in the world and share that goodness with others. Because of this gift, we can celebrate and adore and appreciate beauty in all its forms with joyful abandon. We can know deep and abiding, tender moments in which we connect with what is our essential nature, who we truly are at our cores, who others are, the core of their being. Thought about this way, how dare we ever take for granted the living of our days? How dare we even take a split second for granted? No matter how challenging life can be, and it can be very challenging, no matter how often we find ourselves just scrambling to hold on to a shred of hope, we may feel that so much is out of our control. We're right on the money with that. So much is out of our control. We may feel that uncertainty is just like this dark cloud hanging over our heads. But there's still a choice we can make, a choice that nobody can ever, ever take away from us. In the midst of all things, in the midst of all circumstances, in the midst of good times and bad times, we can choose the ways of life over death. Sometimes, though, we need a little help, you know, along this path. Maybe we have a hard time celebrating the sheer gift of life that all of us embody. Our physical aches and pains, they're just too great. Maybe our sadness and our losses, it just blurs our vision. And yet, can't we still see the beauty of life itself in others, even if we can't quite see it in ourselves? Maybe we need a spiritual practice, you know, to help us along. And here's a spiritual practice for you to take with you today. I invite you to look at the precious nature of life in even just one other person. One other person. See the beauty that is there, and then maybe you can connect the dots, you know? And maybe you will be able to say eventually, what I see in them is actually in me too. Recently, I heard a story that was told by a man named Frank. Frank established what is a Zen hospice center in San Francisco. And he's given his life work over to working with those who are dying, working in a hospice setting. The story for me was unforgettable. He said that all the volunteers, all the hospice volunteers, were given a picture of someone who was there as a patient. And each volunteer was asked to carry with them their picture of this particular person. This was someone that was a stranger to them. They hadn't even really known this person before they were admitted into hospice. And so they carried this person around with them. They would look at the picture, and they would just establish this kind of relationship in which they saw these wonderful, wonderful, exquisite qualities of life in this individual. And then it came time when Frank said, well, I want the volunteers to exchange their pictures, trade off their pictures, so that each person got another picture of somebody that they would carry with them. And you know what happened? Nobody wanted to give up the picture that they had. They had become so attached to that individual that they were carrying in their hearts. They had become so attached to the life that they saw within the eyes that they looked at. They treated all the patients with such great care and so personally because of their experience. And these folks were there on their journey to a final end, to saying goodbye to life as they actually knew it. And yet that didn't matter. There was still so much life to carry, precious life that was carried by all of those volunteers in such a beautiful and wonderful way. So can we see the deep, precious nature of life in each and every one of us? And then maybe we can eventually see how that life resides in ourselves as well. Maybe you can create your own practice of witnessing and treasuring the gift of somebody else's life. And you can say to yourself, perhaps I have this kind of thing going on inside of me as well. Because you do, you know. Others see it in you. You just need to see it in yourselves. The God-given sacredness of being alive, we can never, ever afford to take it for granted. Choose life. Choose life. Choose life. Amen. Let us pray. O God, life which comes from you wells up inside of us. Every breath that we take, every step that we make is a gift. Help us to see it as such. May we know that there are actually two kinds of people in the world, which Albert Einstein famously said. Those who see nothing as a miracle and those who see everything as a miracle. Guide and direct us this day as we truly cherish the way of life which you call us to cherish because it is an exquisite gift. In Christ's name we ask this. Amen.